This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The historic summit is underway. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin are engaged in conversations, call them negotiations, on any number of topics, as AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Conditions are dismal, and the White House says rather than pushing for a wholesale reset like his recent predecessors, President Biden will instead look for small areas of potential cooperation. He'll urge Vladimir Putin to end election interference and cyber attacks, among other things. Putin's aim is to give the new administration his red lines to protect Moscow's interests.
Both have said they hope their talks in a stately lakeside Geneva villa can lead to more stable and predictable relations. Relations have deteriorated for years. New emails released yesterday show former President Donald Trump and his allies pressured the Justice Department to investigate unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election in the last few weeks in office. It happened despite the fact that his former attorney general had said there was no evidence of widespread fraud, according to emails released yesterday by the House Oversight Committee. Colleen Long is covering the story for Associated Press.
Those emails show just how forward Trump and his allies were in trying to get the Justice Department on board with their false claims of election fraud. The emails show, in some cases, they pressure Justice Department officials to try to sign on to a Supreme Court brief challenging the results of the election in the six battleground states. In others, they just show kind of like a pressure campaign.
This is VOA News. Israel mounted airstrikes in the Gaza Strip today, the first since the end of 11 days of cross-border fighting last month in response to incendiary balloons launched from the Palestinian territory. The flare-up, a first test for Israel's new government, followed a march in East Jerusalem yesterday by Jewish nationalists that had drawn threats of action by Hamas, the ruling militant group in Gaza. The Israeli military said its aircraft attacked Hamas-armed compounds in Gaza City and a southern town and was ready for all scenarios, including renewed fighting in the face of continued terrorist acts emanating from Gaza. The United Kingdom's permanent representative to the United Nations warned yesterday that famine is imminent in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region and the country's north.
It's clear that food, agricultural tools and livestock are being destroyed. As a result, 350,000 people in Tigray are facing hunger on a scale not seen since the famine in Somalia.
Ambassador Barbara Woodward told reporters in New York that there is a risk that hundreds of thousands of people or more will die. Woodward said the economy has been destroyed along with crops and farms. She pledged a further £16.7 million in UK government aid for Ethiopia. The last time Kim Jong-un faced rumors about his health, it was because the North Korean leader walked with a cane, missed an important state anniversary, or panted for breath. Now the 37-year-old faces fresh speculation about his health because he looks noticeably thinner in state media images. Kim's health is a matter of intense global interest because he hasn't publicly anointed a successor to control his country's advancing nuclear program targeting the United States if he is incapacitated. Some observers say Kim, who has weighed as much as 308 pounds, likely has gone on a diet to improve health and may have lost anywhere from 22 to 44 pounds. The UN's outgoing special envoy for Yemen expressed deep regret yesterday that he failed to mediate a ceasefire and peace talks between Yemen's warring parties, but said he hoped a recent diplomatic effort by Oman will bear fruit. Martin Griffiths, who painted a bleak picture of the Arab world's poorest country, said in his final briefing to the UN Security Council that Yemen is in the throes of the world's worst humanitarian crisis. U.S. President Joe Biden yesterday unveiled a plan to address the threat of violence posed by white supremacists and militias. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca.